Hi, and welcome to Game Changers Live. This is Norm Sherman, and I'm here today with Steve Simcox, the managing partner of Health Talker. Steve, how are you?
Doing great today, Norm. Thanks. Nice to see you.
So I'm interested in hearing about Health Talker. Would you give our audience a little overview?
Sure, and thanks very much for your time today. So Health Talker is an innovative word-of-mouth marketing company focused specifically in healthcare. And within healthcare, we work in three sectors. We work in the pharmaceutical sector, the public health / advocacy sector, and then working closely in the provider segments. And what we really do is we connect like-minded patients who have a passion for a cause, a condition, or even a treatment option, and we motivate these patients to participate in authentic grassroots movements, and we ask them to spread the word to their friends, family, and their extended networks. And what we do is provide compliant offline and online resources to fuel their conversations. And it's worth noting that in healthcare, what Health Talkers do is leverage the trust and credibility and receptivity that consumers have for receiving and acting on information that they get from somebody they know and trust. And these Health Talkers then go out and have, you know, tens of thousands of face-to-face conversations that average, you know, roughly 14 minutes. And the call to action is pretty simple, which is to have their conversation partner talk to their doctor to see if treatment option might be right for them.
So you're really a word-of-mouth marketing company in the healthcare space. Is that fair?
That is absolutely right.
And word-of-mouth is an incredibly powerful tool. But nowadays, when companies talk about word-of-mouth, they tend to talk about it in the digital space. You're obviously operating in both on and offline. I'd like to hear your perspective on that.
Yeah, there's a couple points there, Norm. And let's first just, you know, talk a little bit about the stats behind word of mouth, because I think you'll agree it's pretty compelling. You know, Nielsen does a trust in advertising report every year, and when you look at some of those statistics, 92% of Americans will trust the information they get from somebody they know. I think even more importantly is 84% of those people will act on that information. And now it's not just information they get in consumer goods, it's information they get in all things, which includes healthcare. Right. When you look at some of the other heavyweights like McKinsey says that, you know, consumers are 50 times more likely to take action from a recommendation they get from a friend.
That's amazing.
Isn't it? And then, you know, one of the things, and we've talked a little bit about this, but the Keller Fake Group out of New Brunswick, who measures word of mouth, you know, really talking into your point about digital. 90% of all word of mouth conversations are face to face, with about 8% split between Facebook and Twitter and the balance in other areas. So, you know, I think the opportunity for healthcare executives and marketers to take advantage of word of mouth is big. And I think the final kind of straw is what the Word of Mouth Marketing Association, the study that they just completed in November of 2014, where they did a huge study. And what it really showed was that, you know, 13% of all consumer sales are a result of a word-of-mouth conversation, which is over $6 trillion in revenues. And I think, and we'll talk a little bit more about, you know, why healthcare undervalues and is underserved by word-of-mouth, but it really comes back to the more important the subject, even the more expensive the subject, the more likely it is to have a word-of-mouth conversation around it. And what's more important than your health, Norm?
So healthcare is interesting. There are so many illnesses and diagnoses and indications and so forth that people suffer from that they just don't have the opportunity to talk to people. You know, what is an average doctor's appointment nowadays? 8 minutes? And then, you know, they'll go on the internet and read like crazy. The more stuff they read, the crazier they make themselves, because you're really reading more about, you know, all the complications and death rates and all of that.
All the scare tactics.
Well, it's all the scary stuff, right? Talk about, if you would, the opportunity to talk to a like-minded person who shares some of your issues. How do people feel about that?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So you know, one of the things that Health Talkers really want to do is they want to help people like themselves, right? So in some of the well-written books, one of them being network theories that Fowler and Christakis have done. You know, the word is homophily. You know, birds of a feather flock together, and so in networks, what you see is that people who are happy are happy with each other, and people who are sad with each other, and so people want to belong to something bigger than themselves, and with Health Talker, we allow them to join a program, join a movement, and share their information, and part of what we do is we give them bite-sized bits of information that are shareable. And can lead a conversation, start a conversation.
So who are these people? Who are the Health Talkers?
Yeah, no, that's, we get asked that question a lot. And, one of the things that is really important for Health Talkers is that, they're the hand raisers. It's not for everybody, right? It's not the 100%ers. It's probably the 5%ers. They really want to help their friends and family and people in their network find the right answer. And probably find it faster, right? So demographically, when we looked to purchase the company, we knew that they were smart, they're educated. 90% of them have high school or above. They say they're the center of their network. They're frequently being asked for advice. They like to belong. They're empathetic. And one of the things we did is we asked them, why would you Health Talk? Why would you do this? And why would you do it for free, right? And the answer was pretty spectacular, at least from our perspective. And that was, what they said is, if I'd have known then what I know now, I would have made different decisions. Right? And so the whole idea goes back to, let me help somebody get to the right answer a little bit faster, because I have experience. If you think about it, think about the patient who has to get approval for reimbursement. Who better to give them advice than the person who's already done it, who's already said, here's how you go about doing this, and here's what you need to ask about that. And when you fail on that, then you get to try this. And that's what Health Talkers do. And it's, it's the paying it forward part that they feel really good about, which, frankly, makes staff at Health Talker, feel really good about the work that we're doing.
Do you actively go out and recruit Health Talkers for particular illnesses, or do you already have a universe that you cover the variety of illnesses?
No, and a very important question, Norm. So what we do is we recruit patients based on the program. So if the program's for ADHD, then we find caregivers and patients who are being treated for ADHD, have been treated, who raise their hand and volunteer for the program. If it's moms for an immunization program, or it's HPV, or if it's colorectal cancer, you find people who are passionate about the cause, who want to raise their hand and then go out and have conversations with people.
And is there gratification from the individual conversation, or do you hold them up and say, Health Talker of the Month is so and so? What? Where does their gratification come from?
Yeah, I'm smiling as I say this. The Health Talkers get the gratification because they know they're helping people, right? And they're helping people that they know and like and trust. And so, sharing their story is part of the power. It's part of what that, helps them, manage and cope with the conditions that they have. And the fact that they know they're helping people is very gratifying for them. Also, what we do is we're able to share with the Health Talkers for the community about the impact they're having together, right? So the number of conversations they're having, the impact they're having with patients who are seeking the right treatment. And so, the intrinsic value of belonging is one of the things that Health Talkers tell us all the time. It's really good. I mean, an example would be we have a Viking man who was a immunization Health Talker, and he would stand up in front of parent groups for rugby and football and talk about the need to be immunized and not to share water bottles and, all the things that somebody who really cares, as a coach who's communicating to make sure his teams are protected. I mean, mean, those are the type of guys that and health talkers that participate.
So how do the health talkers know who to talk to? So let's say you're doing, I'll make it up, an irritable bowel syndrome program. How do you know who to talk to?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
So the average person has about 8,000 people in their network that they're influenced, they can influence and they're influenced by. And the people self-identify. And so, we were an interesting story. We were at a prospect, and we were talking to one of the brand guys, and he was saying, "Well, how do you educate somebody about this? You know, about this condition." And we were like, "You don't really educate somebody about the condition, because somebody who has the condition has lived with it for 6 years. They know all about the pain. They know about the sleepless nights. They know about the things that work or don't work, and they know about and they've read up." So we're not going to educate them about the condition because they lived it. What we are going to do is we're going to give them pieces of content that they can use to have conversations with people and be aware of when those triggers are that somebody wants to talk about a condition. My own experience was, I had a double hip replacement. For 51 years, I never talked to anybody about hip replacement, ever. You know, within a week of getting out of the hospital, I probably had 10 conversations in that first week, and then, another 10 and another 10, because people in my network were aware that I'd had the operation, and that they wanted to know how it went. They wanted to know about the doctor. They wanted to know about the hospital. They wanted to know about the rehabilitation. They wanted to know why I was crazy enough to do two at once. So, it becomes aware and apparent to the health talkers.
So in other words, you're not just the managing partner at Health Talker. You are a health talker in real life. Is that it?
I am. And I am a health talker. And, it's part of paying it forward. It's part of the reason we're in this industry, I think.
So how long have you been in business?
So Health Talker, we acquired Health Talker in August of 2012. Prior to the acquisition, it was a business that was almost 100% digital, and we've modified and evolved the programming to be both offline and online. And really, it's a function of what the health talker solves, right? It's really a function of saying, hey, these are when a health talker raises their hand and joins, what they're really joining is the idea that they're going to have face-to-face conversations, as the Keller Faye Group reports, 90% of the conversations are face-to-face, and that's what they sign up for. And we give them the tools and resources to facilitate those conversations. So it's not just the digital. It's now a large part of it. It's also offline and being able to communicate and share information that way.
And how has the universe of potential healthcare clients been receiving what it is that you're doing over the last 3 years?
Yeah, this is one of the challenges in innovation, right? Which is to continue to demonstrate the value of the program, the value of treating patients, your best patients. You know, a lot of companies, Norm, you'd be surprised, don't know who the best patients are. Or they don't value the best patients because they don't know how to treat them in a way that makes sense. If you think about, your background in consumer marketing, think about how Mercedes-Benz and BMW and even Ford Motor Company treats their best customers. Think about American Express and the last time you had an experience with them, right? They know who you are. They know how much money you spend. They know how valuable you are.
I have a friend who bought a Breitling watch, and when you buy a Breitling watch, you get a Breitling hat. And you can only get the hat if you buy the watch. You have one. And it's just like prized possession, right? And I was so jealous. I was going to steal it from them, but they take care of their customer, right?
Exactly right. And think about in every other industry, right, except healthcare, do we value the customer?
Or who is the customer?
Well, that's part of the work that we've done is when you ask some marketers who is the customer, we got some feedback that said, well, the patient's important, but the physician may be more important. Or maybe it's the payer is more important. Or or, you know. And so we ask the question of, well, what do you do to you know, make your best customer feel good about you? Right now, look, we all know we're operating in industry healthcare with pharma and payers where, you know, the respect that we deserve and the respect that we get are probably not in sync. And so part of what Health Talker does is try to embrace the best patients and treat them and make them feel something good about, you know, about all of us and about the, you know, the pharma company and about their provider. And we don't do a very good job of it. You know, and I think therein lies the opportunity. Therein lies the opportunity for Health Talker. Therein lies the opportunity to embrace these patients in a way that normally we can't do. And that's to treat them like superstars, like rock stars, and treat them, you know, just to tell their story. You know, and their story is good for us. And I think one of the things that makes a lot of sense is that, you know, the more we try to help and the less we try to sell, the more we really do sell. Right? And, you know,
that's very well said.
That's the message that we're sending with Health Talker. And that is, you know, it's not about, we don't have to hit somebody over the head with necessarily a brand message because they're already on brand and
you're doing what's right. You're doing what's right, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. It's good.
It makes you feel good, right?
Sure does.
So give me a sense of what clients you've worked with. Who's embracing you?
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about, I'll talk about that in a second. So programs that we've run. We've executed programs in attention deficit disorder, colorectal cancer, adult and childhood immunization, HPV cervical cancer, antifungals, rare diseases, chronic migraine, you know, just to name a few, which, you know, leads to customers like Sanofi Pasteur, Merck, Pfizer, Allergan, Shire, Valiant, Glaxo. In fact, we've just signed a new contract with the Center of Disease Control and the Center of Disease Control Foundation. We're really excited about that. We're also working, you know, hand in hand with a number of promising providers in the Medicare Advantage space, the ACO space, and also in the integrated health network space, really, you know, advocating for physicians and networks and treatment options there. So, you know, where we're going with Health Talker is about, you know, finding the best customers and giving them the opportunity to share their story.
So here we are. It's April 15th, 2015, my least favorite day of the year. Let's look out to April 15th, 2018, 3 years from now. You will have owned the company for 6 years. What's it look like? What's Health Talker look like 3 years from now?
Yeah, that's the crystal ball. What's the enormous tax day? You're thinking out 3 years. I think that as the industry starts to appreciate the innovation that can take place and the value, one of the things that we've spent the last 2 years doing is the measurement piece. I mean, we all get asked the same question. You know, intuitively, Steve, we know this really works. It's logical. It's common sense, right? But I need
ROI information, right?
ROI. You know, and used to be in our industry that we'd experiment, right? And the experiment would inform us to modify and change and create value. And we understand how it works today. So we spent 2 years measuring a program that was around immunization. It was, for kids aged 10 to 18, caregiver moms, you know, the goal was to be protected. Right. And two-thirds of the moms didn't know if their child was or wasn't protected. And so over a 2-year period of time, we measured the impact of the program 4 times using both prescription level data and dose data and CDC data. And we're able to demonstrate that, you know, these conversations, you know, almost 1400 Health Talkers would lead to close to 300,000 conversations over a 2-year period of time. And would have a market impact that would return, you know, in excess of 5 to 1 on the program. And so, The measurement piece was really important. We just published a case study on it. And, you know, so when you look out 3 years, you know, part of it is continuing to demonstrate the value that we're creating, the value that the health doctors are creating, the value that, you know, helping people get to the right answer faster, is part of that mix. And, so wherever we are 3 years from now, it will be a result of doing good work for good people who understand, the value of engaging and empowering their best patients.
So Steve, I'd like to thank you for participating, but I'd also like to thank you for what you're doing, because it's very, you know, it's, people often say the reason they get into healthcare is because it gives them the opportunity to really do something good. You're really doing something good, right? And I commend you for it, and I'm sure our listeners would appreciate it as well. So, Game Changers Live, this is Norm Sherman. I've been with Steve Simcox, the managing partner of Health Talkers. Steve, thank you for great talking.
Thanks, Norm. Great talking to you.